Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Chris Chilio.
Hey, Chicago! This one goes out to one of the greatest Cubs ever. The captain. Bring us a World Series championship. No better guy on the field, no better guy off the field. So to Anthony Rizzo and his family. If he is retiring, this one's going on. Let's hear Rizzo, Rizzo.
It's your song, Mark Grody.
Or is it a club song?
Or is it Anthony Rizzo's song? It can be all of those things.
Not for long.
This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on The Score. And that was what struck me about the seventh inning stretch yesterday. Chris Chelios, who is in the know on things. You know, he's got Michael Jordan on his phone, on his contacts. There was a chance that he was going to go to Chelly's jersey retirement.
So he knows what's up. He does.
So the point is, I know that there's been some scuttlebutt here and there, but has that been the strongest piece of information that we have so far about Anthony Rizzo's possible retirement?
I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, he did leave it open a little bit. I think he said, what did he say? If this is it... But he mentioned Anthony Rizzo. He mentioned Anthony Rizzo's wife. So it's like, wonder if... Or maybe they're just collectively trying to build a little bit of drama. You know, Rizzo's been doing some stuff for Apple TV. He's 35 years old. Maybe this is a way to, you know, say, hey, Cubs, you want to maybe take a flyer on Anthony Rizzo? Maybe bring him back for one last farewell here?
I found it very interesting that he brought it up the way he did.
I can't wait to have Russ Dorsey on the program because Russ worked with Anthony Rizzo last week at MLB Network.
Oh, see?
So he made it sound like Rizzo is keeping the door open to possibilities because people get hurt. It's not like he's years removed from playing baseball. And I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting, right? Because one, we see all the time where guys do announce their retirement and then they come back. That's not a thing that doesn't happen.
But he has not officially announced his retirement.
I also, and maybe it's because they're both first basemen too, and they both were, you know, I think one was more prolific of a hitter for longer. But I think about Joey Votto's retirement and how that arc went. You know, where it was not an official retirement. He did want to play baseball after he left the Reds, get signed to a couple minor league deals in there, and. Then I think ultimately just decides that it's time. I don't even know that Rizzo put himself out there as much as Votto did after Votto left the Reds. You know, Rizzo's situation with the Yankees was a little different. But it was one of the first questions I asked Russ was, where is he on as far as playing for another team or the possibility or how that would go? I don't fault Rizzo either way. You want to take your time and see if somebody needs your services, then go right ahead. Nobody's putting a pressure on you or a clock to say you have to define this right now.
They always say in baseball, as a hitter, the pitchers will let you know. The pitchers will let you know when it's time to retire. Look, take your time. Figure it out. If you want to go play minor league ball and see if you can get on some team's minor league, you know, AAA team and get called up, do that. Like, yo, your life is your life. You've already done so much. If you're Anthony Rizzo, your legacy is already planted. Now it's just kind of an add-on situation for him.
He's 35 years old, so I would say that's a little bit young, probably, especially for somebody like Anthony Rizzo. But he's had these back problems that have popped up just about every single year of his career. So there could be a part of it, too, where he's like, let me just take this time here right now to get this completely right, to stay off of it, get better, hang out with the family, all of that. And if an ideal scenario, like I don't think Anthony Rizzo at this point, and he shouldn't just go anywhere, but if an ideal scenario pops up with a winning team that needs a healthy lefty bat and a guy who can still play first base, then that's a pretty good scenario, I think, for Rizzo and that potential team.
Well, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And he had a concussion issue, too. You know, that was a situation that he had run into the season before, right? In the 2023 season, there was a concussion that I think he was out for a little bit longer than expected based on the scenario there. Like, I think it was something where he thought he wasn't suffering symptoms, but then finds out later he was suffering latent symptoms. Zach Zaidman brought it up on the broadcast at the time. So, point being, those are two very serious things where you want to take your time if you have to.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what the trauma that it does, obviously, physically and from an emotional standpoint as well. We all know the risk of multiple concussions. So that could play into it. I have always wondered, like I've always thought that of the 2016 championship Cubs, that one of those guys is going to make their way back to the Cubs, like for the end of their career, not necessarily to be I guess maybe if it was Schwarber, could still be a player of consequence. But I always feel like of that group of Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, Schwarber, trying to think if I'm leaving anybody else.
Say Bryant?
I did say Bryant. Okay. I mean, I don't think that's, I mean, maybe he'll have some sort of resurgence to his career, but that, boy, does that look bad.
Spinal injury is terrifying too.
Yeah.
That goes back to what we were saying. I do think it is interesting that Javi Baez is enjoying a resurgence given how we saw him drop off after he left. You know, so that is I'm with you on that. I always thought if that were the case, it would be Rizzo, just because, like, Tom Ricketts makes the joke that the thing he hears the most about is, why'd you guys trade Rizzo? Yeah, what he meant to people here especially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, all those guys. And obviously, the Cubs kind of maybe accidentally got some of that right. You know, it didn't feel good losing Anthony Rizzo. It didn't feel good losing Chris Bryant. Certainly didn't feel good losing Javier Baez. But look what the return is. The Cubs probably have won that trade, as the guy that we've mentioned most on this show today, Pete Carl Armstrong, came from that deal.
To get somebody like that from any of those deals, I almost look at it like the three of them are one now in a way.
I think it's just so mind-blowing. I guess it shouldn't be, because these guys are getting older as far as baseball age goes. But you see a guy like Anthony Rizzo on the sidelines. You see a guy like Jose Abreu and what he
Abreu,
was.
Yeah.
And it's just, it can end very quickly is my point.
Yeah. I feel like, does it feel like it's more over though for Abreu in terms of what you said? The pitchers will tell you when it's over.
His last year with Houston was not kind to him.
He accepted a minor league assignment.
Yeah.
That's where Eloy Jimenez is still, right?
Yeah, we should do our weekly
with the Rays.
Our weekly, where is Eloy Jimenez?
Wasn't
where
it Craig Kimbrell who struck him out to end a game not too long ago?
Yeah, very. I'm like, what? Wait, what year is this?
Yeah, it's perfect.
So yeah, I just think there's guys who just love the game so much, and it's a different era now. But I just remember when Ricky Henderson was 46 years old playing independent league ball just because.
How old was Chris Chelios when he finally stopped playing hockey?
Well, hockey players play for
no, but Chelios was an outlier even in that respect.
Well, everybody wants to be back in it because the lifestyle is just great. Like they were talking about that with, I think it was Justin Turner they were talking about in the Cubs broadcast on like why a guy like that would continue to hang around even though he's not playing a lot, not playing well a lot of the time. We hear about the clubhouse stuff because playing Major League Baseball, being in a Major League clubhouse, the travel, everything about it is awesome. So, and you always want, and you want to hang on to that as long as you possibly can because it ends early, relatively speaking.
Well, very interesting that we got some possible news there from Chris Chelios. That is for sure.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.